yourself.
I'm here, just getting the day started.
Yep, and it's finally hump day.
Well, it looks like we're starting off, in the mid-30s, going to end in the upper 70s, near 80.
We have 48 over here at 85 and 26.
Looking forward to some of that nice warm sunshine today.
Nice, it won't be hot in your shop.
This afternoon, you know, it'll get a little toasty in there, but it'll be a nice change, that's for sure.
The windows or the doors all pulled down and heat on.
That's right. Most of our guys they like to work outside anyway, so they thrive in this weather.
How's everybody doing?
All right. You know, Mike's in-laws are not doing well, but Shelly had to make the trip out to Colorado to see her dad, and she left yesterday, so she'll be gone for a little bit. How long is she staying? Maybe till the weekend or something, or maybe through the weekend, something like that. But they're both on a decline, so they got that going on right now. But other than that, I mean, it's and with both of them, it's just, you know, it's age and you know, that kind of thing. So it's nothing too sudden. And but other than that, everything's going well.
That we'll be thinking about her. And then, you know, I ain't out there in Fabricale anymore.
I remember you had got in with a new place. I couldn't remember the name of it, but it's the same job principle, is it not? You're still hunting parts and everything, right?
It's the same job, just different company. It's a chemical company now.
Dad, I remember you made the move over, so how's all that going?
Well, it's, you know, when I roll out of the gate in the afternoon, I'm done for the day. So that makes it nice.
So that is nice. Do they have somebody who covers the night shift, or is it they're just not, if something breaks, it just waits till the morning?
It just waits, and that maintenance doesn't even work night shift.
That's interesting, but they got people that run the plant through the evening?
Run the plant through the evening, and maintenance has to call in if there's a, you know, an emergency or whatever, but they're doing a bunch of batching, you know what I mean, and so you're adding a little bit of this and cooking it and heating it up and stirring it, and so just a bunch of pumps and tanks and mixers.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, that is nice. Say bye and walk away for the day. That's always good.
Because all the containers out there either have skull and crossbones or flames on them, or, you know what I mean, everything is hazardous.
Hey, you definitely don't want to trip over there, I guess, trip and fall and nothing.
Tanker trucks come in and that, so we do a lot of unloading and loading of tanker trucks, and a lot of permits to do, you know, just simple work. You know, you got to hours worth of permits to drill a hole.
Well, now, who do you guys, so what is it that you're making, and, like, who are you supplying?
Everything that we make would be nothing that you've ever heard of, but it's in almost everything that you use every day, from cosmetics to lotions and soaps to windshield washer fluid, diesel fuel, just all kinds of additives that go in other people's stuff to make diapers absorb water and feminine products and all kinds of stuff.
That's funny that you would say that there's skull and crossbones all over everything, and then in the next sentence say, yeah, it's in your makeup.
But we do, like, a lot for L'Oreal. I guess it's the stuff that goes in the foundation stuff. stuff. It's like a powdery type stuff that we flake off and ship, but they ship a ton of it.
Testing, yeah. Didn't know that was part of the process there, so that's interesting.
Ship a lot. They go overseas a lot to China. I mean, we get stuff in from China all the time on that, but there's a lot of cosmetic places overseas.
KO4CM.
Wondered where you were.
Yeah, decided to sleep in a little bit. Y'all carry on. See, I'm here. Y'all been here about all the chemicals you put in everything, like the Joker.
Additive to put the lubricity back in diesel fuel.
Wow, that one place would handle such a broad spectrum of products like that. How big is the place?
Use about maybe 17 acres total right now, but we have 100 and something acres that's still undeveloped. And so right now there's like 3 or 4 different buildings. We got our own wastewater treatment and stuff like that.
Where is it at? It's up in Spartanburg or something, isn't it?
Exit 80 up here off of Gossett Road on the interstate.
Oh, wait, is that from your house?
That's the exact same distance as going down there to Fabric House.
That's fantastic. Yeah, it sounds like a good little setup for you then. So, yeah, I'm glad that's working out. Hit my dead spot. I'll be MIA here for just a couple minutes. So I'll be back, KK4 with POT.
And what's up? You got a big day, Andrew? Big plan hurting squirrels?
It was a fun day. Which today I got to, I'm doing wellness presentations or something in the Zentrum, which is a little, you know, the horseshoe out front. That'll be a lot of fun. It'll be very, very entertaining for the associates.
You know Tim, the guy I was talking to?
POT?
Yeah, Roger, I didn't know if you knew him or not.
Whenever I had started talking, it was, you know, you, Ed, Mike, and Tim was whenever I first started jumping in the repeater.
Y'all need to get together for dinner one time.
Yeah, one dinner that y'all had set up, because what was it? We had to drop the boys off and couldn't make it, something. I don't know. I was too late to even make it that far.
Talking with Ed, he said he was down for it, just gave him a little bit of warning. Just couldn't be on a church night.
Yeah, on the not Tuesday night, I'm good. That's the only scout night.
Would be up for it, so it's just a matter of coordinating some crazy schedules.
If you guys doubled a little bit in the beginning.
Mike would be up for it as well, just as long as we could figure out a schedule thing.
So who's open again, or what's up with that?
They're back at it. I can't remember how they do their schedules now. I want to say it's like maybe Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, something like that. It might just be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's something to that effect where it's mainly the weekend. But yeah, they're back at it.
X contest going on this weekend.
I might have to check it out. I'm working on one of my antennas right now. I'm trying to get it back up. One of my dogs destroyed the thing about 6 months ago or so, and I got fed up with fixing it, and so I took it down, and we relocated her up to Mike's house with his dog, because he got lonely, so I don't have anybody tearing my stuff up anymore, so I'm working on putting it back up, but it's more NVIS stuff for localized things, but yeah, if I can get around to it, that'd be fun.
I had my trees cut down, so I had to switch from a wire antenna to a MFJ 2104, but it's been working out really good. But you got think China DX, you got Yugoslavia DX, Holy Land DX, the Texas Parks on the Air, Nebraska and North Dakota QSO Party, a Canadian QSO Party. A good bit of traffic this weekend.
Sound pretty good. That's MFJ. That's a vertical, or is that like a loop, magnetic loop or something?
Yeah, I guess you called it a dipole. It looks like an umbrella frame. You know what I mean? Just eight radials sticking out, two for each band.
Okay, roger that. That's pretty cool. I'll have to get in, pull it up to work now. I'll have to pull it up sometime today and take a look at it. But let me jump out of here because I'm rolling up, so we're going to kickstart this day and see what kind of fun we can have. Good to catch up with you guys this morning. I hope you guys have a fantastic day and hopefully catch you later on this week. So 7-3s to you, KK4POT.
You have a good one. Tell Mike we said, hey, KN4TFW.
Yep, hopefully we'll hear you again on the radio. KO4CM.
Good.
I'm on 85, so I don't have too far. Later, I feel like everybody gets stupider as the day goes on, so now it's more of those.
Yeah, you're right about that.
What did this morning?
Feel me?
Hey, man, maybe we doubled the first time.
I was a spot where I was at. I pulled into the parking lot and all of a sudden it just chopped you off. And I just rolled forward another foot and I got a signal back.
I have lights in the parking lot.
I mean, it's the same place, but I'm kind of down in a hole, really.
I'll say it might be like where I used to park.
Getting up at the plant.
Take a little radio with me. I might be able to have some fun on it this weekend.
Like I said, there's about five or six QSO parties, and then there's some good DX, and then hopefully maybe I can make a couple of new countries and add to my total.
Got a little shorter throw rope than the one I've got. I mean, it's so long, it's not great for just carrying the little radio.
Hey, I'm going to have to go. I'm sitting here and that, got to get the party started. You enjoy herding your squirrels today and that, and maybe I can catch you this afternoon. KN4TFW.
You have a good day, and hopefully I'll holler at you either later today or first thing tomorrow morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be asleep.
KO4CEF, KQ4GIV.
How you doing, KO4CEF?
Good morning, just waiting for the dog to do his job.
Where's that? I'm on my way to work.
Yeah, I know. I saw you running a little bit behind what you usually do.
Running, so I just got to herd cats all day today. And I actually be in the Zentrum, a little horseshoe out front of the plant. We're going to play videos, keep them busy for a little while. So I get to do that today since I volunteered, but... You know, it is what it is. We don't start up. I figure ain't no need to get to work real early.
Yeah, I agree with that. I got to leave in a couple of minutes. Go pick your mommy up a Bojangle biscuit.
Are you there or are you getting ready to go in?
Get ready to go in. As soon as the dog gets done, I'm out the door.
Day?
Yeah, days are a long day. I go in, I don't get a break all day, and she goes... She probably got there about 5 o'clock this morning. And I don't know. She never knows when she's going to get off.
Okay.
It was yard work yesterday. We had a full plate on that. These weeds that the previous owner left next door, we cut them down with nobody else going to do it. So we jumped on it.
The lot that's got the trees in it, they were letting that grow up.
This is that big old bushy grass, what is it, pampas grass or something like that, you know, and it kind of runs wild, and your mommy took a hedge trimmer to it, then she cut the cord when she was about done.
Yeah, best in a battery operated one. It'll save you a bunch of drop cords and stuff.
It carries battery around. Drew, I'm gonna get off KGI. Wait a minute. KQ4GIV signing off. Be safe out there.
Fun at work today. Love you. Be careful. 73KO4CEF. Now be clear.
Andrew, KO4HKX.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if he was working today.
Coming out of the black hole now.
Shoot, I'm getting off of my exit now. I ain't really trying to be in no hurry. About it this morning, it's like, you're getting on the road late. Hey, no need to get there early.
I do. Sit there longer.
I mean, payroll's pretty easy right now. I don't really have much to do because there's not, you know, I have to clear whenever they leave early, you know, make sure they don't get points. But for the most part, it's fairly straightforward. So I usually do that first thing and that's it. Let me see who's calling me real quick. I'll be right back. KO4CES, standing by.
KO4HKX, mobile and monitoring. ZLK, KO4HKX, you still out there?
Yes, I'm back.
HKX, I'm still here.
That guy running all the videos is going to be out today. He's sick, I'm sure, it's going to be fun. I'm going to have to get a head start on it here in a little bit and make sure I can play all these videos for these associates and help them keep them entertained all day.
In videos or what?
They come up with all kinds of videos. I mean, some of them are wellness videos, so there's some kind of program we got going on where you can earn wellness points or something. I don't know what you can do with it. I don't know. I hadn't kept up with it, but so they'll be able to do that. And then there's a bunch of other little training videos and whatnot. They just went through and found just every kind of video they can find just to keep them entertained for 5 hours at a time.
Good use of resources and money, isn't it?
I mean, I don't know. There's some times where you wonder, you're like, well, if we're going to waste money, wouldn't it be better just to waste it and let people stay home? But no, we make them come in so they can either earn hours or they got to burn vacation or go without money.
I don't know. I don't get all that. Don't claim to understand why, and just really don't know what to say about that anymore.
No, they save money. I mean, you offer people the work. If they don't take it and they go without pay, then, you know, they can't file unemployment or can't say they didn't have the opportunity. But I don't know. It sucks to have to do it to just keep people busy.
That, I always hated that when I worked at DuPont. The shutdowns, those were the longest days. They took forever.
Dude, after one day yesterday, because I wasn't doing anything, I mean, I don't really have any work to do besides my payroll, and that don't take me that long. And so I started thinking yesterday, I'm like, well, dang, I don't know that I really want to come in next week. I might just take some vacation. So we're trying to see if we can plan a little short camping trip in the middle of the week and, go somewhere and spend the night. Since we're not going to be able to work it in any weekend this month.
If you can take a 2 or 3 day trip there in the middle of the week where there's probably not quite as many people this time of year, that'd be a good time.
So we're going to try. I was hoping to go somewhere like Devil's Fork or whatnot or Joe Cassie, but those are booked. But the Kiwi Taxaway had a couple spots. Table Rock was completely booked up. So I think Greenwood might have had a couple spots, but I don't think it's great for tent camping. It looks like it's more kind of geared towards RVs. But there was a couple places, so I think we just got to settle on one today and make the reservations and be good to go.
Have you ever looked over at Twin Lakes?
No.
Yeah, you might want to look look at it. It's over towards Seneca, but it's a really nice campground.
Is it a private campground?
No, it is not.
That once I get into work and get everything squared away, because I'll have plenty of time on my hands today.
We go camping a lot. That's where we went, and they got tent sites right on the lake, and got stuff to do. I mean, it's a really nice campground.
We have to check it out. So, well, as much as I wanted to sit in the truck and talk, I guess I better get on down and see what I got to do to get these videos going. So, I'm going to say 7-3. Patrick, you be safe out there this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you either later today or tomorrow morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear when you find them.
I had too much fun today. I mean, I try to contain the excitement. KO4HX. Have a great day.
Regards that, it's, man, I'm chomping at the bit to get in here now. Anyway, have a good one. KO4CF clear.